WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner to rest. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with your partner to rest. Yeah. Who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo!
I love you all so much.
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? How you doing? Happy Saturday. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my forever goodness. So glad to see you. I was feeling so lonely. You have no idea. I was feeling feelings, you know? Yep. And I'm just so glad to be awoke and alive. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, like, there's been so much dark news these days, and to be able to spread some love and some cheer, to be able to do something positive that you love. Yep, yep, yep. Going through a lot of feelings these days. Feelings, oh, oh, oh. Feelings, yep, yep, yep. So, sometimes going through feelings, you have to stop, take a look in the mirror, and bless yourself, and then go out and bless others if you can. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say about that. So good morning, good morning, good morning. And here's a little Mary J.
It's so hard just holding on and even picking up my phone. It's hard enough to be, hard enough to see, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like this is never ending. I refuse to let it end me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, oh, oh. I wake up every morning and tell myself, come on, hey, sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say, come on, hey, gorgeous. No one else can make me feel this way. Come on, hey, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous. Come on, hey, gorgeous. All the times that I hated myself, yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone else. All the times that I should have been gentle with me. All the times that I should have been careful with me. Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate so deeply?
Lord, help me. I wake up every morning and tell myself, morning,
gorgeous.
Time to get a look in the mirror and say,
morning,
gorgeous. So announcing, baby,
feels everywhere.
Morning, gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
Oh,
good morning,
gorgeous.
Talking about getting no hair and makeup. I'm talking about soon as I wake up.
Take
them
morning.
Take
them
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Mom. I see you listening. I love you.
You should be here with me, babe.
You should be here with me, babe.
Girl, you know you drive me crazy.
You should be here with me, babe.
Oh, oh,
girl, I don't care.
In the morning time, when I'm making my breakfast, you should be here beneath me to feel me, to heal me. You should be here to wrap me, to trap me, to climb me. You should be here. I'm a good man and I work hard on my night job.
You should be.
Let me show you what you're missing every day. Once I get you, you ain't never gonna walk away.
You should be.
Well, I got more than just a lipstick and some money.
Girl, I wish you.
You should be here.
You should be here.
You should be here in the evening. Get the sneezing, teasing, forget the reason
why you should not.
Oh, lady, you should feel the tricks that I got. Oh, for your mama, especially you, be my lady. Your lady, big baby,
you should be.
Let me show you what you wish every day.
You should be.
Once I get you,
we
got nothing. Wanna walk away. I got more than just some good
and some money.
Girl, I wish you
would. You should be here.
You should be here.
I know that you don't
need. You should be here with me, babe. You should be here with me, babe.
Girl, you know you drive me crazy.
Girl, you know you drive me crazy.
You should be here with me, babe.
You should be here with me, babe.
I stay Don't seem foreign colognes, I keep dick. Coogee sweat his hand knit, cause that's that blunt shit. I say lace because my body got Versace taste. Rolex on my cuff, flooded with diamonds and stuff. A half a dozen hundred Benz coupe in my driveway. Start to have it my way, the flyway. Let's do a bad day. I should have kept it real when I was with you. Instead I missed you, so now I miss you, true.
Sleepless nights, three lonely days since I last saw you. Now things just ain't the same. Whatever happened to the promise that we made? You'll never leave me. I'll never leave you. Now you're gone. About it, I wanna talk about it, but let's not talk about who's right or who's wrong. I wanna move on so we can start all over again. Cause I'd much rather be with you than without you. I love you,
I love you.
Baby, I need you.
I don't wanna die alone. got it on.
I'm in the streets and you can see me in my cap on. You can leave the house this morning, never come back home. I gotta stay on my pivot. I gotta be realistic, these niggas some real bitches. We trapping the real kitchen. Love a bacon soda, Paris on the counter. We gon' find the money counter. Hold it down like a deal with it. She was trying to take it cheap, they got killed by the deal. Better talk to God, I told you we gon' be
good. I don't even know what's happening. There ain't no answers. I'ma figure some shit out though, yeah. Get my weight up. Try to get all my watches in order. Get my safe up. Get great.
I'm 21 years past the 27 club. It's like I went back into my past and then I sped it up. Robert Johnson, Winehouse, and Morrison found where heaven was. Heaven on earth, this shit is magic with no fairy dust. Home of the gully gangs and the gruesome and the scary stuff. I told my brother, jump up them, they gon' go through hell with us. They don't have a history in the streets that compare with us. Hood niggas, they wanna be us. Up in the St. Regis, only thing undefeated is time. Second is the internet, number three is this rhyme. Before security, my dog had to sneak in the nine. God must be on my side, I had to eat and provide. My winning streak is divine. I told son, leave the streets behind. Don't let them hype you with slow run, beat, cheat, and the grind. Dog, I'm telling it like it is. You gotta deal with the consequence. You better than niggas' cribs, nigga, you better be ready to sit. Yo, dealers, street hustlers, pot cases, throw dice, all payments, hot chases, hot chases,
so what's good, everybody? What's good? Therese just hit me up. She's on her way in. And before she comes in, I just want to ask everybody that when she comes in, let's do something sweet. Oh man. Hi, Therese. I see you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, germs and germettes, let's get it for Therese. I was getting ready to set it up. I don't know what I was getting ready to do, but I was trying to think of something that the chatterboxes could do really special for you, you know, before you came in. But I was formulating it as I was saying it, and then you popped up. So, you know, it's all good. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm doing okay. Therese on the move. Seems to stir my life at this point, but I'm doing well. How's everybody?
You know,
happy Saturday, chatterboxes.
I'm making it do what it do, man. You know.
How are you?
Wow. All I can say is wow.
All you can say is wow.
I'm here. I have a lot to be grateful for.
Definitely.
And I am grateful for the things that I'm grateful for. I'm sad about the things I'm sad about. I am concerned about the things I'm concerned about. I'm surprised at the things I'm surprised. I'm going through so much, so many different fucking, excuse me, Mom, I saw you listening. I played so much rap music at one point that I don't even know if she's still there, because sometimes she'd be like, look, you be playing that stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm out, bouncing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Were you playing DMX?
No. What did I play? I played a little Chris Brown, Gunna and Chris Brown, and then I played a little Nas. So, you know, that gets a little, you know, something. Yeah. So, you know, I'm just going through feelings, man. So let me just tell you, let me take you. Mom, Pop says, good morning, Mrs. Armstrong. So let me
morning, Pop.
You to what I did. I think what was the first I can't remember what the very first song was, but the second one was You Should Be Here, Be Here by Sadiq, Raphael Sadiq, and what's his name?
Nice.
Yeah, You Should Be Here With Me, Babe. And then Mo's I Miss You.
Okay, classic.
You know, that always makes me feel good, but then I played Die Alone and then Speechless, you know, Nas and Gunna. And then I was getting ready to play Fantasy, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And then I realized, you know, Javon, you're in the mood. You don't have to take everybody through the mood with you. Just, you know.
Can you imagine, you know, and you know, I'm so grateful for music. Because can you imagine not having music when you are going through, operative word, through, not stuck in, but operative word, through. You know what I mean? Because you can always tell, like, it's funny, when I, you remember the days of Maxell tapes?
Oh, absolutely. I still got some.
All right.
Whole bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, ditto. Now, I don't have nothing to play them in immediately at my disposal, but I have them, right? And, you know, how people used to trade them off, because at one point that was the best tape to have for longevity. It was heavy and, you know.
It was less likely to get all messed up. And if you did, just put a pencil through the thing and spin it up and it'll be all right.
Exactly. So I would go through those and I could almost tell, because I was good at like labeling and stuff, you know, like, but I don't label the track. I label the tape according to the vibe, right? So I would throw in one, and, you know, and I would think, wow, I remember this mood, you know what I mean? And this is what music was provoked or was birthed. These are the tracks that were birthed from this mood, you know?
Yeah.
No,
I feel that 100%. I'm going through some whole bunch of feelings, and, you know, situations have occurred that are interesting. Some things good, some things are questionable, you know, how it's going to work out, and some things certainly not what I wanted to happen. So, you know, but then there are some things that remain the same that are good. And that I appreciate even more. So even though there's a balance, you ever go out your house? Who? Donnie Brown? Oh.
Yes, it's Bookman.
Bookman passed. Okay, may he rest in peace. I just can't take no more bad news. I'm sorry.
Can I tell you how often I reference
Booger?
No, how often I reference that character Bookman, you know, especially when it comes down to holding clusters of keys and things like that. I'm like, I feel like Bookman, you know. Like,
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah, I carry a big thing of keys always, and people ask me if I'm a janitor. It didn't occur to me, but I could have said, no, I'm just Bookman. You know, he was very talented. He was a great, what is it when you...
Impressionist.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. He was a great impressionist. He was a great comedian. And, you know, may he rest in peace. Condolences to his family and friends.
He was like 80-something years old, right?
Wow. Must have been.
Yeah.
Must have been up there. Yeah. Yeah.
He was,
it's funny how.
Protege of Sammy Davis Jr.
Mm. You know how you. When you think of someone, when you hear someone's name, you get a picture of them in your head. At least I do. I get a picture automatically in my head of them. And I will forever see him in that role as Bookman, coming in that that jumpsuit with the keys, you know?
Yeah.
He was 84.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Shout out to the Good Times cast. You know,
Bernadette Stannis,
Ralph Carter, Jimmy Walker, and of course the legend John Amos.
Yes. So yeah, I forgot what we were saying before that, but whatever. Oh, we're talking about just feelings and peelings and stuff. You ever seen that? It was an old, old cartoon. It was one of the first, I guess, memes. It was a gorilla sitting around a whole bunch of bananas and banana peels. And then under it, it said, peelings, whoa, 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 peelings. That's about where I'm at.
I remember that song, actually. It was actually called Feelings.
Yes, yes.
Can I tell you? That was good, Juwan. That was very, very good.
Thank you.
I'm glad you referenced that. Because it's like, you know, what we have to understand is that, you know, feelings are necessary, right? However, they are subject to change on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
It oftentimes do.
Mm-hmm.
And feelings, I'm going to say this again for the people with the cheap seats, feelings are not facts.
But it's a fact that we feel.
But it's a fact that you feel.
You know, that's
right.
Right. Yep.
Right. But they are not facts.
Yep.
They are exclusive. They are very, very exclusive gems that belong to the person feeling them. But they are also a testimony to the lenses that you see life through based on your experiences. And your experiences can be trauma. Your experiences can be joy. Your experiences can be so many things because they all play a part in what you feel. You know, and I'm not talking about physical feelings. I'm talking about emotional feelings, you know. I'm talking about things that, you know. And if you don't address, we're clear, right? We're clear if you don't address trauma, that it repeats itself and it
lingers throughout your whole entire life.
Lingers
until
throughout
you,
your life.
Until you
colors
it.
The lens that you see things
yeah.
through.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
We can't get caught up in other people's peelings.
All gorillas for that matter.
You know? That you know, we just it's just a trip. The car light is creating a great filter, says Misty J, and I agree. It's giving you a glow.
UV glow.
Yeah.
I could use a glow right now. I could use a really good dose of vitamin D. Like just laid out naked on the beach somewhere with zero to no responsibility.
Yeah. Speaking of naked. Everybody gets nervous because I said naked. But,
oh, yeah. Is that scorpion, you think we're going to see that tail?
Nah.
Scratch about.
Nah. Just a little something about the mask mandates being lifted. So in my office building, mask mandates will be lifted as of Monday. So that's going on, yeah.
Well, isn't it interesting how they're saying that COVID is whatever it is? I won't use the word, you know, but the mask mandates are lifting right around the time the war started.
A lot of things are going on around now, backdoor things. You know what's interesting? What's really interesting is that the Emmett Till anti-lynching bill has passed in the House of Representatives.
Oh, did it? No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, absolutely. And now it is before the Senate. And what is interesting is that in order for it to be voted on and passed as law, the Senate has to vote on it, right?
Okay.
In order for the Senate to vote, there has to be what is called a quorum. There has to be a majority of senators. Not one Republican senator is showing up for the vote so that they can stop the quorum. You can the Democrats can't even vote on it, can't do anything until at least one of them comes to work to vote on this thing. When I say the whole entire 50 Republican senators. So when Congress, a lot of times people will hear me saying things, you know, against the Republicans. This is fucking why. They're very clear. So what I've been learning, and I didn't even, I don't know why this escaped me, but since this war started, Poland, which is a neighboring country to the Ukraine, has been allowing people to, you know, flee to Poland, right, to get away from the war. But they have physically stopped. They don't want black and brown people coming over there. And they have said very clearly, they said, and I don't, I should have had the video. I was hoping not to even have to talk about this stuff, but it is what it is. Because, and the reason why I didn't want to talk about it is because so many people, as well as myself, have been talking about being inundated with the negative news, the negativity that's going on in the world, that people need a break. People need a break. And I would like to be that break or to have that break, but it is what it is. So since it's out, let me just say it and get it the freak over with. They're not allowing black and brown people into Poland. And I've seen a video clip of a Polish newscaster woman, you know, she said, look, let's be frank. This is, you know, the reason, and we don't normally let refugees in, but these are white people, Christians. They look just like us, like our next door neighbors. Of course we're going to let them in. So they're very clear. They're very clear. I also saw on Twitter, because people, you know, who have seen this have started to complain, like, oh, what's going on? That's not right. They're not letting the black people on the trains and blah, blah, blah. And this white woman tweeted, you know, in response to that, the Africans could have gone back to their own country before the war started. But let me just say this. How do they know, number one, that these people were not born in the Ukraine? They act like they're only foreign exchange students. No, some people, and there were people there with babies and children. So they were residents. So anyway, it's just so much. There's so much going on. Oh, even having Ketanji Brown, Jackson Brown, placed as the Supreme Court Justice. The Republicans are not showing up for that vote. I mean, you know, come on. It's just, it's all very blatant. So what I didn't realize is that, I mean, I guess it's not that I didn't realize. I never really thought about it. I never thought about the worldwide racism and how deep it is. I tend to think about it at home and how deep it is here. You know, like I always start at home. And so that's what I'm going to say about that, and I'm going to leave that right there. But there's a lot of things that, a lot of laws and things that the Biden administration are trying to get passed, and things that is really not being put out there in the forefront because everything is about this war. But a lot of things are being stopped. Also, the fact, just the other, quickly, the other two things of note is that the January 6th committee has found that Donald Trump had committed crimes, and they put it in a brief now. It was, I guess, a matter of getting all the evidence in a way such that they could put the brief together, and then the DOJ could take it up from there, I guess, I hope, because nobody should be above the law. And the other thing, there was one other thing. I can't remember what it's just so much, but there was one. I was saying two things. You see how my brain is not working these days?
Your brain is fine. Your brain is fine, and your heart is full, and your spirit is fantastic.
Girl, you don't know.
Listen, you know, there are some folks that are battle tested because of all the stuff that you poured in. You know, all of the goodness that you have, you know, the straight talk, the passion for people, love for your community. It's your big heart. That will sustain you. I promise.
It'll either sustain me or kill me.
It won't do that. Can't. It ain't the God you serve. You just got to know the devil when he shows up. And don't forget who you are in the process. Don't forget.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'll guarantee you this, though, because somebody threw the word back at me, and I had to stop and nod my head and smile, you know. It is whatever you say it is.
Hmm.
And I had to say, you know what? You're absolutely right. Thank you for that. I needed it. So you gave it to me. And it was the showstopper at the time. Mm-hmm. I started laughing. I said, was it? She said, yeah. I was going on and on and on about something, Red. And you said, we were saying something. We were playing. She called it some kind of ping pong or whatever.
I'm sorry about that.
That was
me. Sorry. Sorry.
It felt like the game operation.
I'm sorry. Say that last thing again, Rez, please.
No. She just said, she said, you said to me, well, it is whatever you say it is. That's your power.
That's your power. I heard you. I'm sorry. I'm sitting on my hands right now. I'm stopping. I'm sorry.
What do you play? Trying to
I wasn't trying to play something. I was trying to edit something. I know. I'm sitting on them. So my therapist, LaVon, it wasn't LaVon is not my therapist, but I'm addressing this to LaVon because, you know, my therapist told me that I need to find something to look forward to.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, I'm looking forward to retirement. And she said, no. You need to find something to look forward to daily. You're looking way too far in the future. You need to be looking at today. What are you looking forward to?
The moment.
For today. What's the thing you're looking forward to? And I said, yeah, I'll work on that. And then I was so sad this morning. And Cheryl's like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? See, look at this.
Who's you?
Look at Pop. Javon, report to the production booth in 5 minutes, please. I'm not going to do it. You know what? Okay, so, all right, let me finish one story first. My mother also told me, she said, you know, I've been listening to your show, and you talk so slow. Get to the point. She's not wrong. Anyway, so the point is that I always look forward to this show and chatting with everyone here and creating things. Creating makes me happy. Especially if I've completed a creation. You know, the journey may not be easy. It may not always be fun because some of the things that I decide to create can be like a pain in the ass to create. However, when I get the finished product and if I'm happy with it, that makes me really happy. So that's something. I don't know why I needed to get that out, but I wanted to say that to LaVon. And she's right. We all need something to look forward to every god doggone day. Whether it's your favorite show. Can you hear me? Okay, because I can't hear your background anymore. What happened? Oh, you muted yourself.
I just put
yourself.
It on mute. Yeah.
You muted yourself. Okay. I got it. So, yeah, we all need something to look forward to. And that's it. And could you order me some shrimp and, no. Ah, she want to know if the queen lives in Newark. And no, the queen does not live in Newark. So, yeah, there's just, and especially now that there's so many things going on, so many negative, hard, terrible things that we're seeing and experiencing, we need something positive to look forward to. Even if that's your favorite television show, or maybe not necessarily your favorite television show, but catching a movie, doing something, working out, you know, looking forward to, even if it's cleaning your bedroom, finally, woo-hoo, you know, whatever.
Taking a hot bath.
Yeah.
Taking a hot, I mean, as hot as you can stand it, like a nice soak, put some salt in the water. You know what my kingdom is these days?
What's that?
Sometimes when I'm on my feet a long time, the back of my legs.
So
you have to blow me up.
Well, you ordered on national.
She doesn't have to repeat the entire order.
Now we know.
Watching.
Now we know. But she didn't know.
Okay. So it's like laying on your stomach and having someone rub the back of your legs from the bottom, from your knees down. I mean, knead them, like, you know, roll on them. Can I tell you what life that gives you later on? Like, and it's like usually a morning thing because it's for circulation and things like that. It stimulates, if you can stand it, because it is kind of rough, you know, like it's like you would be surprised how many nerve endings you have back there. And
Thank you.
I'm trying to cheat.
Well, that's a, you know what? That's a nice way to do it. Cheat is a treat.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, you know, I woke up craving something that I had to have, and I know, and then got here and found it was on sale.
All right, so
that kneading on the back for circulation, can I tell you what that does for your body, your nerve endings, and all the pressure points?
Misty J says it relieves the lymph nodes. You all know I love self-care and love a good massage. Get one 3 times a month. You know what? I had a membership to some place that does massages. I can't even remember the name. I got all my massages. Who are you looking for, Mo? You like, I'm in trouble. You got secret sauce?
No, I was coming out of a two-way. I can look both ways.
Oh, you see me coming out that fast food joint? Which, you know, Mo will pop up.
Be like, what are we doing?
Yep. You sound just like her, too. Woo. That's funny. Anyway, anywho. Yeah, I've been thinking about rejoining the gym. Was it Massage Envy? It could be. Either that one or some other massage something. I don't know why, and I know this is the wrong answer, so don't laugh at me, y'all. Bath and Body Works, that's not the answer. It's,
King Spa?
Who?
King Spa?
No.
They do good, great, depending on, you know, this is not an advertisement for them, but can I tell you, I got the only foot massage from them one time, and it put me to sleep in the chair.
What?
I mean, like, drooling type sleep. I was,
Wow.
It's the one out in Palisades in Jersey.
Mm. You know, when people massage my feet, it just tickles too much. I just can't.
After a while, it stops, depending on how, the harder they do it. You know, if they do it with the light little wispy fingers, you know, the little, get away from me.
I can't take it, but I can't take it. I'm like a little kid. Sprawling and it's terrible.
Those firm, hard, after they start to knead into your arches and your oh my gosh. Yeah, I went to this place that was for the lymphatic system, and you had to, it was like an aqua spa, and you had to go into intervals of hot, cold, very cold water to stimulate your lymphatic system. That's another one that, you know, like you go from being extremely hot to extremely cold to, you know, the cool down splashes up and down. You're doing almost like it's almost like doing plyometrics, but in water and various temperatures. So your body is like, it just kind of jolts you a bit, you know, as your body kind of, you know, responds to the cold because it kind of makes your muscles flex, and it's not for muscles, it's for your lymphatic system, you know, the system that keeps you healthy, basically, you know, the system that you want to keep healthy.
So Pop says he loves to be touched. Massages are his go-to vice. And the Queen says that she's with the massage, but don't touch her feet.
Her face?
Her feet. Period.
Oh, her feet.
Yeah, do not touch her feet. Yeah. And LaVon wants to do brunch with the Queen. All right, now.
Brunch? What's Queen? And has anybody heard
Loretta,
anything else about the Queen?
With the coach Queen.
Oh, okay.
Queen
that
Elizabeth,
queen.
She's probably deceased, and they're just not saying it yet. They got too many things. There's too many things going on in the world. I mean, God forbid, knock on wood, I hope the Queen is fine. However, if she did die and they're not telling, I don't blame them. It's just too much drama in the world. And if you are of the royal ilk, you would want her to get all of the attention because, after all, she is the Queen.
So...
So yeah,
the systems to which we subscribe.
Yeah,
and that's one big old shawl.
Yeah. Which, speaking of which, and Pops loves to get his feet rubbed. Surprise, surprise, over there. Wait a minute, gotta do this. Gotta do this. This for you.
I just had a vision of Pop walking through the massage parlor or spa in his thick plush terry cloth robe with a hoodie and everybody and holding a glass of champagne and everybody calling him Mr. Pop. Hello, Mr. Pop. Hello, Mr. Pop. Hello. Hello. Greets everybody for his service.
Oh Lord. Pop, this is for you.
Thank you. be half open.
Trying, I have to put some clothes on real quick.
So amazing too.
Where are you dancing? What part of the world are you on now?
I'm home.
You're home? Welcome home. We did not get the memo that you were home.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm home because I have a 2-hour massage later on today at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
2 hour. See, that's what I'm saying. That's how you have to treat your body.
Because a half an hour just on my feet alone, I would advise everybody to at least get a 30-minute, 45-minute massage once a month.
I'm going to be the first to take you up on that.
Well, I know what to do with you, Renzi. Sometimes you have to lead the horse to the water. I know what to do with you, Renzi. We'll talk behind
you.
And Javon, I don't know. You know, we probably have to make it a brunch spa day on the producer.
That might work. That just might work.
You'll come out. You'll come from the basement, Javon.
Yeah, I'll come from the basement for you, Pop.
Okay, well, I have to find one that's a unisex place because you know I go to the men's spa.
I know you do.
And
creamy.
Well,
This is the morning. This is the breakfast. Let's just say, because Therese talked about it, they know who I am. I'm like, I don't know if you ever used to see the show The Client List.
I remember that show.
Yeah. They know who I am. I'm like Mr. El Jefe.
Okay.
They always put me in the VIP room.
Mm-hmm.
And I have particular masseuses that massage me.
All right.
Because I tip.
They get a tip.
Well.
They get the tip.
Very well.
All right.
That is, you know, your body, like, what's the word, conforms to all of the things that are going on, like that you consume, that you hear, that you,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Experience.
And to have somebody need that. I discovered how, where I hold so many knots in my legs, and I didn't even know it.
And if they're real masseuse, they will know what part of your body's really stressed out. And they'll tell you, and sometimes a masseuse can tell you, you have to go to the hospital to go to the doctor's office to get some tests.
You know something? Years ago, a friend of mine took me to see a Qigong master Chinese medicine, a Qigong.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably not saying that correctly, but
maybe
I know how to spell
Qi
it.
Maybe a Qi master.
A Qigong. No, he was what he did was he was able to hold his hands, like he kind of conditioned himself, and he held his hands over my body, up and down my body, and he was able to tell me where I wasn't well.
Mm.
And come to find out, I ended up being diagnosed later on.
Mm.
And then went to, it was in Chinatown in Manhattan years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yep, because they could tell, oh, your kidneys are not working right.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with your liver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, of course, when they touch your feet, you know, that's everything. Like, oh, my God. And
yeah.
I want to tell you this little story because a lot of people don't know. God bless her, because when we would be on tour with Whitney, her and I would compete on the tour at the end who got the most massages. And I'll give you this one little story. We were in Zurich, Switzerland, and I got there the day before, so I had a massage already. And she was coming in that evening, and I had met her downstairs, and she looked at me. She said, "You had a massage." I was like, "I sure did." And I said, "Girl, I got you set up for 9:30 tonight. You the last one." She said, "That's what I'm talking about."
That's what's up. Beautiful.
I can't even imagine not having a masseuse as part of, as often as she would tour and for as long as she did. And back-to-back shows, I can't even imagine that she wouldn't have one.
In the beginning, you know. Rezzy, she did. In the beginning of the first two albums and stuff, like on the road, we had a masseuse on the road for her. But then once we started, like, getting real after the bodyguard stuff, we were in these hotels. Mm-hmm. People were like, "Let me go to the hotel."
Yeah.
And the best one was... was it Switzerland? Oh, yeah, and this one in Switzerland was a spa hotel where you can be naked and put your robe on and walk down this embankment. It looked like it was made of rice paper, and you got on the elevator to go right to the – it was a spa elevator. It took you right to the spa, but in the elevator, it had, like, this music and, like, the raindropping sounds.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, if you get a massage, you don't want to leave and you – coming back out of stress. So you got back on this elevator and came right back to your room. And as you're
like
walking back to the room, yeah, it's like the music, it kept you zen.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important, though, what you just said, Pop. You know, like, because people have massages, and then right after the massage, somebody calls you with something funky. Or you got to get in your car and somebody cuts you off. You know, it's like, damn, do I now got to go get another massage?
That's a great business model. Create a massage clubhouse where no cell phones are allowed. It's like a whole, you know, and you can book space for intervals. Well, no, not even intervals, because people think they need intervals. You can book spaces for the weekend or beyond that. you come in to deprogram.
Mm-hmm.
A spa
so there's
resort.
No televisions, there's no cell phones. Huh?
A spa resort.
Yeah.
Like a spa.
You get different
like,
treatments every day.
But then, you know, I think that they can have televisions, but no cable. Like you can have movies. You have a choice of movies. But nothing stressful.
No, I would just have music in there. Just because, like, there is a lounge. Because I remember when I was in Vegas the last time at Caesars, they have... I'm telling so much, but there's a section that I went to the last time. It's called the Roman Bath.
Mm. Ooh.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there was a section where there was TVs and stuff like that. You could sit there and watch the news or whatever, but they advised not to watch the news.
Yeah, no news. No news. Just movies or comedies or, children's cartoons and, you know, like, because for some people, watching something animated is a stress reliever. Different people vibe differently. You know what I'm saying? Some people love music. Some people want to see beauty, you know, and sometimes that's in the form of a woman or a man.
Or both.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know Spa Castle does the thing.
Or children.
Like- Spa Castle does the thing where you can do stuff together or you can do separately stuff in your locker room area.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you go to the spa and then in your room, there's no news broadcast throughout the whole place. When you leave there, you find out what the hell is going on.
So, you don't want to know.
No, you really don't. Because none of it's...
You know how they... You know when you go to like... when they have like rehabilitation centers and stuff like that, just one that's strictly like that you can go and just purge out. I wouldn't want any connection to the outside world. No movies, no other people talking. You just are there with you.
Yeah.
And then people just do what you do.
There's one in Atlanta, y'all. There's one called Jeju Spa, which is 24 hours. It's in Duluth.
And it's all silence?
Like,
huh?
Silence? It's all silence for the 24 hours?
Well, no, there's no TVs in there, but it's very zen. Because, like, I've been in Atlanta one time at 1 o'clock in the morning and said, okay, I just need to get up and go, and I would go.
Mm.
And they got a cold one, a hot sauna, a steam room, a swimming pool, jacuzzis. And it's separated between the men and the women, and then also you can do the co-ed one. But that's the one where you got to put the clothes on. Like, they give you a shirt and some shorts.
Nice.
And
it sounds a little like Juvenex, where they have the cave in Manhattan. Have you been to that one, Pop?
No, not yet. But if anybody wants to slide them in my DMs, I can give you, you know, some spa places. But
now,
I think my treat for you two and Mo, because you know Mo loves a massage too.
Yeah, she just had some. She went for her birthday. She spent like a few hours at the spa.
Yeah, we'll do a basement spa day, and we'll report back.
Yes, I love it.
We'll set that up.
Love it.
Oh, that
you gotta come out the basement.
I will come out the basement. I don't come out the basement often. People know that, but I will come out for special occasions and for good reasons.
Well, that's called self-care.
Yeah.
That actually is called self-care, unless you don't get vitamin D. So you have a deck, go lay out there and go back in the basement.
Yeah. I have a little, and you know what, during the pandemic, when we were all on lockdown, it didn't occur to me. It just did not occur to me to go work on my little patio. Why not go work on the patio? I was down here in the basement for like a year and a half. And then I was like, you know, I have a patio I could have been working on. Duh.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I took my laptop during the pandemic when I was working from home, and I got on a plane and went to Mexico and was on my friend's rooftop, you know, just for the sun, you know, just for the sun.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm I see, you know, like I said earlier, the world is about to open up. I will continue to be wearing my mask, though. I don't care. Don't nobody get offended. It's not about you. It's about me.
It's going to be a while, Javon, so I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you feeling about this world opening up and then all the mask mandates dropping? They have their war.
Excuse me. Well, didn't they do this last year, like a little bit when the spring, summertime, remember? And then by fall, the holiday time, it's like, okay, another.
Yeah, because flu season is over. So they
basically
did this the same exact time, around the same exact time last year. I don't see it really correlating with the war, to be honest, because it's the time of year.
And you know what also I noticed, I don't know, well, but I do watch the news. Like, remember, for the last 2 years, it would start off with COVID results. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It's like the fifth or sixth discussion in the news now.
Yeah, it's not
prevalent as it was before.
And also, in my work, during the last couple of months, I saw a lot of people being infected, a lot of people being down with it, and now most people are back to work. They're better. There are not as many cases that I'm seeing. You know, like, I could see the ebbs and flows of the virus at work.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's gotten better because everybody's back to work.
And the thing is, for you, Javon, like, you haven't traveled like I have. Like, in New York.
No, I have not. Never.
In New York, it's like, when I went to Vegas, you don't think there's no COVID. In New Orleans, when I just came back, it's no COVID. Miami, it's nothing. You know, because when I'm in Atlanta a lot and I'm still wearing a mask sometimes, people look at me like I'm real strange. And I've had an incident in one of the in Publix one time in Atlanta where I had the mask on and this Caucasian woman was like right behind me. And I was like, miss, 9 feet away, 9 feet away. And the cashier's like, no, sir, it's 6 feet. I said, no, me black man, she white woman, 9 feet, 9 feet.
Give me an extra three.
Right?
Because you look at people, I don't know whether you're trying to stay away from me because I'm black or because I have the mask on or a combination of both.
That part.
But I will tell you, when I do prove somebody, I do take the mask down for a second and lift it down so you can see my whole complete face.
Mm-hmm.
And then flip it back up.
What is that, a flash?
Yeah.
I saw yesterday I was driving into work and I saw a bus coming. And I was like, what in the world is wrong with that bus driver's face? To the point that I couldn't even watch the road. I'm looking at his face. It was his mask. It was the same complexion as his face. And the lips were doing something weird with a... It was funny, so it's fun.
The lips on the mask?
Yeah, he
had his face gun on the mask like that.
Right.
And it looked like a guy on a plane did that one time, and a flight attendant was like, sir, put on the mask. He said, I do have on my mask.
Yeah, but it was his face.
It was embedded in, on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a mask.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it was a mask of his face, but he had, like, goofy-looking lips. So I was like, what the hell? You know, but yeah, it was good. It was good. LaVon, have a great one, baby.
Have a great one.
Sonia Moore says, Miami has spring break going on now, so the pandemic will be back soon in Miami. I understand what you mean. I understand.
Spring break, the spring flings are in Miami going on right now?
Spring flings. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well,
Miami
was high at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
And you seen the thing with DeSantis, right? What he did with those young people? this week.
Oh, with the trans people, with the trans kids?
No, with the kids. Like, he had a meeting, and the kids were behind him and had the mask on, and he was like, why you have these masks on? Take them off.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
He's such a...
You see that? But didn't he know that he was standing that way before the cameras came on? What was that for, public?
That was a moment. It was a moment.
That was for publicity. He's just terrible person, terrible human being. Yep.
But how are you two doing overall this week?
Rezzy, you
a hot buttered one.
Oh, okay, because you're just a hot buttered what? What was that, Russ?
Mess. The same.
Oh, yeah.
Hot buttered mess.
Yeah. Mm. So, again, Pop, like I was saying earlier, he's a hot buttered mess. I'm all over the place emotionally, basically. But this is what I was gonna say. You ever go outside, you got your gear on, you know you're looking good, you're feeling good, and you are looking to do something like a presentation, let's just say. And you do the presentation and you feel generally good about it. You know you did what you came to do. And you get a nice round of applause. And then one person, just one person, says, you know, your presentation would have been better if you had done such and such. And then walk off. Doesn't mean your presentation was bad. Doesn't mean you didn't look good. Doesn't mean any of that. But that is the thing that sticks out. That one negative comment. It can one bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch. However, for most of us, negativity will overshine the beauty. One ugly blemish. You know, it's like if you look at somebody who's beautiful but they got a really big nose and you focus on the nose as opposed to the beauty, all that beauty, but that one big nose or that one big black eye. No, well, if it's a black eye, we need to pay attention to it, but you know what I'm saying.
There's always going to be a hater in the mix. You just have to make sure it's not you. You know what I mean? There's always going to be a hater. There's always less people that are going to be dealing with it. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You
but
just have to make sure it ain't you.
Right. But how do, because I want to, I'm bringing this up specifically to put it out there for everyone. With all of this negativity that's going on in the world right now, there are also so many wonderful things. So many things for
Absolutely.
Anybody within ear range to be grateful for. One thing I can say for everybody listening is that you can hear. So that's something to be grateful for.
And you woke up this morning.
And you woke up. And you're breathing.
And you woke up.
You know? I don't know
Amen.
If I don't know if you can see us.
Amen.
You know? But if you can see us or hear us, that's a blessing. And if you can see us and hear us, that's a double blessing. So whatever it is, with all the ugliness. So my question to you two is when something ugly enters your cipher, how is it that you avoid letting that mark your day? Like, people will say, oh, I had such a bad day. But really, you could have had one piece of bad news for 15 minutes or 5 minutes. It only took 2 minutes for somebody to give you the news that wasn't good. And then now the whole day is shot. There's 24, 23 and a half other hours.
Right.
How do you both walk through that?
Pop, you want to go first?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's with age, since I'm 53 years old, I no longer have those stress moments. It's for a moment, and I go like this. Because if I had a quarter for every time somebody had something negative to say about me or to me, I'd be a billionaire. I think I wake up in the morning with a positive attitude, and that starts my day. Of course, we get different things, but it's all according to what I digest into my system, Javon, and how I allow it to take over me. If I don't allow it to take over me, I'm going to overpower. For some reason, as I got older, I have this superpower now to go, Once I hit negativity, I was like, you know what? I can't. I have to separate myself and step out of the equation. Because at the end of the day, I have to go to bed and I have to go, what did I learn? Was I happy? Blah, blah, blah. So there are people in my life now, or people that were in my life, I leave them in that sandbox. And if I want to play with them, I'll play with them for that moment. But at the end of the day, I have to worry about me, myself, and I, because the person in the mirror, that's the person I have the most competition with. I can't compete with everyone else. That's how I deal with it now. And Rezzy's been around me so long that I have a positive attitude. It's like, oh, okay, fine. You know, because like I was having this conversation in New Orleans with my friends about like rejection and all this other stuff. Like, you know, I don't know. It's hard. But it's all according to how you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's your mindset for me. It's your mindset, where you have your mindset at.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always believe, this is my new mantra, a closed mouth don't get fed, and obviously my ass has never missed a meal. Mm.
All right, now. Miss Rezzy Poo?
Well, as of the last, I want to say, more so focused during the pandemic, I start my day in meditation every morning. And that helps a lot. And I think...
Uh-oh.
Superpower, if you will, is... What's the matter?
No,
she froze.
You had froze for a moment.
Oh. Am I moving?
You're good now. You're good.
Okay. I think my strongest superpower, my support systems, you know, my go-to people that when I need a word, when I want to get outside of my head, or when I want to, you know, because it's funny, you know, loyalty, love are very, very important to me. And I go to resources, I call them my special jewels, that I know that have the superpowers to give me a sentence or a word that will elevate whatever's going on around me, you know. And you all know who you are for certain reasons, you know. And whenever, and I think it's important to have that type of thing. Now, I'm not talking about yes people. I'm talking about people that'll say, Rezzy, you know, or people that'll say,
Your shit stink.
Yeah. And that has always gotten me through, you know, and I want to say that part of, and I was just told this morning, as a matter of fact, you know, when I was just practicing gratefulness and just really full I was, right? I am, rather. And it was said that, you know, that's because of who you are. Ooh. And this is when it's stripped down to bare bones, you know, it's just who you are. And I was like, you know, and sometimes you don't spend enough time, well, I'll keep it on. I don't spend enough time just looking at me, you know what I mean? It's kind of like I show up to be who I am and try to be authentic to that purpose, you know. And it keeps a lot of pray away, because one, let's just be clear, I'm getting older and it's a lot of gunk you just don't want around and you just don't want on you, from whether it's childhood stuff. I've been, you know, like been put that area in perspective, you know, And whether it's like, you know, because I've had the trauma that I've had in my life is from losing people. Kind of up into take care of people, same time not take care of self in that vein, in that same way, you know. And it, and I realized that, you know, self-care, and I'm going to
I feel like she's frozen.
Can you need, you know, what is it going to do?
She's a little choppy.
Yeah, you're going in and out, Rez.
I'm choppy.
Yeah, at that last one. That last piece especially.
Because you were talking about self-care, and then you got pros. Like you are now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm still in the same space. I'm parked near the...
Yeah,
care has just been my thing as of the last 10 years, you know.
Yeah, you might have to move to a better space because you're going in and out and in and out. If
okay.
You can,
let me see.
Oh, it could be the connection or whatever, but
Yeah, I mean, it has to be her phone though, because you and I are good.
Let me see.
So let's see. I think that's good.
Right
now.
Near all these towers now. Because, let's see, could be the man listening. like I said, self-care has been... years.
There's a song, Javon, that I now incorporate in my life. I don't know if you heard it. Like,
I'm just grateful for every... I'll keep it faster. I'm grateful for everybody that does practice. Give me notes on what they do, you know, and help me incorporate things. Yeah. When I listen to Pop and his massage. You know, when I listen to like folks.
You know, I'm going to say this about Therese.
My motorcycle was self-care for me.
Therese?
Huh?
Let me say this. Let me say this about you. Thank God. You're a beautiful, physically beautiful woman, because every time you freeze, every move right. a picture, right? So some people, when they freeze, they, like me, I look like, but Therese always looks like, You keep freezing, but every frozen picture is like, oh, that's a good picture. Oh, that's a good picture. I should be cutting these out some kind of way.
What? But it wasn't freezing the whole time.
I don't know.
It wasn't freezing. Is this better now?
It's in and out, choppy. See, look, profile. She's giving us. You giving us profile.
I was doing good.
I'm sorry. You know, anyway, look, Rezzy. Look, see, that's not a bad picture. That's a good picture right there, right? See, even sideways. Okay. All right, Rez. We'll go.
I was saying, Javon, have you heard this song I incorporate now? It's called Drink Water and Mind Your Business.
No.
I posted it the other day. I was like, I drink water and mind my business.
Really? Drink water and mind my business. Well, that makes sense. Let's see if I can some kind of way bring it up. Because there's Rez. That looks good, Rez. You're chewing. Well, okay.
Why don't we go to a music break real quick? And
yeah, I can't even, you know, I can't even see.
You can't see yourself? What in the forever business is going on? Okay,
let's do a music break.
And then I see the little black. I don't know when it's happening.
Come back.
I will do a little music break.
Okay. Okay. I'll pop out.
Okay, you can pop out. You can pop out. You can pop in. We got pop. Do it. Got a little pop here. Right there. Okay, Rezzy, you're still a little choppy. Still a little choppy, but you in and out. You we see you.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
Well,
Where did Farrah Fawcett go?
And we're doing so good.
You were doing perfectly.
She's good right now.
She's still choppy, Pop.
Oh. It could be the towers in the area.
Yeah. Well, you know, they said that there was going to be a lot of problems. Another thing, speaking of the quote-unquote this war, the governor of New Jersey has been speaking out against Putin, and the Russians have put something out that there may be a cyber attack in New Jersey, so watch your stuff. So just, I don't even know what to do with that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My sense of humor is good, but it ain't that good. I wouldn't know how to come up with something crazy like that. So I did see that. So I would say if you're in the tri-state area, you know, watch your rubles.
For attack manifest itself.
Yeah, I saw it in a news feed. But clearly they haven't said anything about that on TV or anything like that on the news. They'll wait until it's done and then they'll report it after it's done. While we're all scrambling to find our dollars or whatever the hell. I know, right?
More stuff to digest in your system.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But
the digestion. So people only think about what it's also that mental digestion is a thing, boy.
Yeah. I just don't know. So hey, Victor Orlando. Always good to
Victor.
See you. Always good to see you, sir.
I got two new books sent to me yesterday.
Two new what? Books?
Books.
Oh.
One is Don't Cry For Me by Daniel Black.
Don't Cry For Me. Okay.
I know this one is about a father trying to make amends with his son who is gay. Mm. And he does it through letters and stuff like that. And the other one, and these are African-American artists, authors, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
And another one is Black Cake.
Charmaine Wilkerson.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I got some airplane reading.
Excellent. Pop, you don't do the audiobooks?
I would, but for some reason, I still come from the old school. I need to smell a book.
You like to smell stuff. You just like to smell stuff.
I like to scratch and sniff. But
you do. You really do. I know you do.
That's another show. And isn't that show coming out sometime this month? And what show is that, Javon?
Here it is right here.
Are you ready for After Dark? In the basement. Only on WJBR.
Internet Radio. And speaking of Black authors, it's always Black History Month in the basement. So let's have a Black History moment. This, sir, is Crispus Attucks. The first American to die in the American Revolutionary War. He was killed on March 5th, 1770 during the Boston Massacre in Boston, Massachusetts. On a Friday night in Boston, Attucks stood in front of a group challenging British domination and was the first of five to die when British soldiers opened fire on the Americans. It is believed that Attucks had escaped slavery a couple of decades earlier and worked as a seaman. Addicts, whose father was of African descent and mother was a Native American, is not only one of the most important persons in African-American history, but American history. The death of a man who truly knew what it meant to be free became an integral part of the beginning of, quote-unquote, freedom for America. Rezzy completely left. You playing some music, Pop?
No, I was getting a message. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was...
The person is Patricia Roberts. I'm trying to find that person that did the song I was telling you about. Her name is Patrice Roberts.
Patrice Roberts.
Roberts Sweet. Yeah, it's called Drink Water and Mind My Business.
Patrice Roberts.
Oh, Patrice Roberts. Mm-hmm. Mind My Business.
Okay, so how about we do this? How about we play a little music, and then hopefully I can find that song. While I'm looking, Changes.
Come on.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a person snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get it back to the kid through the hell, kid. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First, ship him, don't let him kill a brother. Give him love, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey dead. I got love for my brother. Never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother that is too distant, strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. I can do nothing like a brother if he's close to me. I let it go back to when we played the kids and then hang.
That's the way it is. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah,
hear me.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate making disgrace for racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the waste. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke back tonight. And the only time we feel is when we kill each other. If they heal, then we real time to heal each other. And as always things ever since, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret of concealed a fact. The penitentiary stacked, and it's filled with black. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but it's staying in the dope game. Now tell me what your mother to do. Being real, don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a cheat today.
But you made it in a sleepy way. Selling back this kid.
I gotta get paid. But that's the way it is. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
Love Radio, 5D Radio Flick, Sweet Soca.
I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. For me, I don't watch people, man. I look in for house and land. For me, I don't watch people things. I'm a queen. I have my own king. Some of them they talk the most. like they know it's all. Ask them how they get their Gucci purse. I go drink water and mind my business. Can't be English, that has to be French. Or some of them, they talk the most, like they know it all. But if the ground was a slip and a fall, it's them to go like, oh, drink water and mind my business. I the police and you is the peace. The people you think is your friend, them only they call your harmony to send. Some of them they stop the most, like they know it all. Go wear your head, what a gaffy your way. Who you let call? I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Who me? I don't watch people, man. I look in for house and land. Who me? I don't watch people think I's a queen. I have my own thing. Some of them they talk the most, like they know it all. Ask them how they get their Gucci purse. I go drink water and mind my business. That can't be English, that has to be French. Or some of them, they talk the most, like they know it all. But if the ground was a slip and a fall, it's them to go like, oh, drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. I go, drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Me and you are no beef. I is the police and you is the peace. The people you think is your friend, them only they call your harmony to send. Some of them they talk the most, like they know it all. Go wear your head, watch a gap in your way. Who you let call? I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business.
The crystal clear. Enhanced vocals, expanded stereo, high fidelity, remastered sound of Love Radio. 5D Radio Flick, sweet soca.
Check out this verbo.
Oh, man.
My sister, your cousin.
Look at me.
That was a good one, Pop.
That's my mantra right now.
Drink water and mind my business. I like it. I like
that
it.
That was the answer to your question earlier for, like, how do you decompress and separate? Drink water and mind your business.
Okay, she's chewing gum now. I know it's working. I know it's working. She's chewing. I can still see her chewing. She keep chewing. This is the chewing. She got it. I love it.
Because, see, Javon, it keeps you healthy both ways. If you mind your business, especially my business, and drink water, you'll stay alive.
And out of trouble. And out of people's
Well,
world.
I just said stay alive. I don't know about out of trouble, but just drink water and mind your business.
Yeah. Unless your business is trouble, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. So what's up, Resi Pooh? Did you move somewhere? Because
No, I did. I did move. I backed up a little bit, but, you know, I think it was because I had well, the phone is on my cradle, which is where I usually keep it, but I think it may have been too warm in here, so I shut my heat off because it's been on. I don't know what else to
Yeah, but it's working much better now.
Okay. I did stick it out and held it outside, but then I couldn't get back on for some reason.
Are we talking about the phone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I love him.
I'm going to drink water and mind my business.
Yeah, that.
So what do you have planned for this weekend, guys?
Well, you know what I'm doing. I have the massage today, and I have a little brunch tomorrow in the rain. I'm going to, it's this, I probably got to put you on to it, Rez. It's this place on the east side called the Horny Ram. They have really good food. Don't let the name fool you.
Okay, okay. What kind of food?
Breakfast food, brunch food.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's delicious.
Watch what you put in your mouth is all I'm going to say, Rez.
No. It's watch what you say out of your mouth.
That part.
Okay.
And you, Jay, you going to take it easy? And where are you in your movies?
Oh, where am I? So, I don't know if you guys recall, but The Matrix, they came out with another rendition or newer whatever. So I realized that I had never seen... I didn't have, let's put it like that, all of the Matrix movies. So I purchased like one DVD with all four movies or whatever. So I watched two of them already. And I just completed Pam Grier's series, complete the whole Pam Grier thing, including an extra with, who was on there? I think John Legend and Foxy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
T.I. and somebody else, they were talking about her. So there was like a, you know, a little commentary or whatever, them talking about how she impacted them in their, you know, careers and whatnot. So that was cool. And so now I am up to, I'm deep in the peas, you know what I'm saying? But I also got The Matrix, and I bought, I had purchased all of Jerry Lewis's movies on DVD. So I couldn't, I could not just sit and watch Jerry Lewis after Jerry Lewis after Jerry Lewis. I'd be like, wah, you know, after a while. So I think I watched like 4 of the 10. So I have options. I can either go back to Jerry, watch another Matrix, or watch the next P movie, which I believe is like Pan. No, I'm not up to Precious yet. Lord knows that. You know, for me, I
can't watch that movie that many times.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do it. I have no desire.
Shout out to Monique, cause she was ooh.
Oh, funny. I'm glad you mentioned Monique. Monique is going to be, I think, on April 1st in the Staten Island something. She's doing a show, Monique and Friends.
The theater out there.
Yeah, the whatever theater. So I'm
a big theater out there in Staten Island.
It's not that big, but
it's not that big, but it's a nice size theater. It's like right off when you get off the boat.
Right. Yeah.
So when I'm in the center's house, I see that theater all the time.
Exactly. It's right out there, and I actually saw Shaka there not too long ago, a couple of years back. Shaka Khan. There's a nice picture of me there. You know what the people on Staten Island did? They actually took the poster and gave it to me. The people who own the coffee shop right next to the theater, I went to buy coffee, and they said, I have something for you. And I was like, okay, I don't know you. What do you have for me? And they were like, this is for you. We were told that you would be happy with this. And I like, what the hell? And I was like, yes! Who told you that? They're my best friend now.
Did like, you frame it?
You know what? Honestly, I can't tell you where it is. It's somewhere in here.
You hear that?
What was it, a picture of? What did they get the picture of?
Don't even do that. Shaka Khan is all up in the basement. She got a spot everywhere. She's everywhere. She's every woman, and she's everywhere. She's there. She's there. She's there. I even have a little thing that I stole, borrowed, took, whatever you want to say. I don't care what people.
Allegedly.
It says, after the show, Chaka Khan CDs can be sold, will be sold here. I just walked away with that sign. And now it's next to my Chaka Khan CDs, which will never be sold. Okay? Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Where is that? There's been so many changes around here. I'm sorry. That's why I don't. But, yeah, I did intend to frame it. And if I should ever, that just tells you the condition of the basement. Should I ever find it again, I will frame it. Yep.
Nice.
What are y'all doing the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, what are you doing, Rez?
What are you doing, Rosie?
I will be working. Tonight I will be working. Tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow what? What'd you say for tomorrow? You froze again.
I want to get up early because I want to go near the water to come in until 3. I don't have to come until 3 tomorrow, so I'm going to go near the waterfront.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to come in and chill out.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow, too. It's going to be like 68 degrees tomorrow.
What? See, that's why they're telling people to take the mask off, because flu season is over. It's the end of flu season.
And you know,
the weather's changing.
Daylight savings time is coming up this month.
Yep.
Oh, so we'll get another hour.
No, you fall. No, you spring back.
Ahead.
You lose an hour.
You fall back and spring ahead. So if this is, it's.
That means it'll get darker later.
Right. So right now it would be 1:53 as opposed to 11:53. So yeah, you lose an hour or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you lose an hour. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just going to drink water and mind my business this weekend, because I think there was something. Somebody sent me an address, and I'm like, this is the address we're supposed to meet. And I was like, I looked at it. I'm like, if you're watching the show, I really don't know who made it. I don't make plans. I just go when I'm told. Basically, I sit in the basement. But I've been working on something that is no big deal, but it's just something I wanted to put together. Just some.
For your toes?
For my toes, you said?
No, she said told. You do what you're told.
Oh, you said you go where you're told?
I go where I'm told. I do what I'm told. I'm very, it's like Misty and LaVon said, I am a complete bottom. I just surrender.
Oh?
Look, why fight it? I'm going to have a good time regardless of how it turns out. I'm going to have fun.
That's another show.
Regardless, I'm going to enjoy it. So it's funny. I never want to go anywhere, but when I get there, damn, I'm the life of the party. I have a good time wherever I go, but I don't ever want to go. That shit is really weird. And my father was the same way. Couldn't get him out the house, but once he left, woohoo, everybody's like, Stone, what's up, Stone? He's like, yeah, baby, I'm out here. I'm out here in these streets. I swear. So anyway, what you doing, Pop? What you say? You going
to have
a
massage today. I have my 2-hour massage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to come back home and just bask in that.
So the Coach Queen has been watching us on the big screen on her television. So what's that like? I almost feel like a television star, knowing that someone is watching me on their television. Hi, Loretta, this is for you because you're watching us on TV. We on TV. So how do we look on TV, Loretta? You gotta let us know. And it sounds like a blast. And the waterfront, that sounds like something nice to do. I may poke my head out. Oh, she said.
Get some vitamin D.
Yeah. I'll take some vitamins. I'm gonna see if I can post this picture that Loretta said she sent. I don't know where she sent it. I don't know where you sent it. Not on Facebook. She said we look good, y'all. And that's good. So other than that, I'll just be playing music today and maybe try to finish writing the song that I started writing. Finish, putting some music together, or I don't know, maybe do something creative and maybe just watch some movies like Therese suggested.
Maybe you'll cook something.
Why did you say that and then laugh, Pop?
Devon don't cook.
Actually, last night I did. Last night I fried a piece of fish.
What'd you cook?
I fried.
Pressing buttons on a microwave don't work. That don't make you a cook, Devon.
This is true. So there's certain things like eggs I stay away from because they explode. Things that explode, I don't cook.
Do you burn boiling water?
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that. That's a skill, Pop. Don't laugh. So
she's done what?
Burn boiling water. She's burned boiling water, Rezzy.
So I fried a piece of fish. And made some quick ass grits, and that's what I had for dinner. Now, yeah.
Do you put a little seasoning on your fish, Javon? How do you fry your fish?
What did I put? I put pepper.
Okay.
And garlic powder.
What do you fry it with? Cornmeal? Fish fry.
Fish fry. And olive oil.
Extra virgin olive oil?
Yes, extra virgin. That's what I did. All right, so we made it through a show, y'all. Look, Wednesday night we have a special guest coming up, Latrice Bush, who is an amazing singer and a friend of the show, actually, from way looking forward to catching up with her. And everybody, please stay safe. Love to you. Oh. Let's see. Bye, Rezzy. Rezzy's still frozen. Bye, Rez.
Are we done?
Am I?
Yes, we done. We done.
Okay.
We
done. Can you see me? I'm still frozen.
Oh. We're still on the air.
We're still on the air, but we done. This is officially a wrap. Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo!
I love you all so much.
Just the first thing that
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.